You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Legislation has been introduced in the State House that would allow local units of government to decide if medical marijuana dispensaries can be located in their city or township. The Michigan Supreme Court recently ruled that those dispensaries are not covered under the law approved by voters in 2008 that allows medicinal use of marijuana in the state. State Representative Mike Calton has proposed the legislation. His district includes Barry and part of Ionia County. Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Good morning.
Reading from your press release about this bill, you say this legislation is a step toward cleaning up the mess and allowing safe patient access. What mess are you referring to?
Well, I didn't vote for the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act. And let me give you a little background. I'm a chiropractor, and I take care of people for a living. And my father was a doctor. My grandfather was a doctor. So it's in our blood to take care of people. And so when I saw this bill, I thought, well, if you're going to do medical marijuana, this concept of just having grow your own or having a caregiver who can take care of five people grow it for you, to me that didn't seem like the ultimate way for delivery of medical marijuana.
You did introduce a similar bill during the last session of the legislature, and it really didn't get much traction. Why do you think things could be different this time around?
Well, then there was an issue of time. It just ran out of time. There were too many things on the docket for the Judiciary Committee, and it just ran out of time.
And
this time, I put it in right away, very early, so there's plenty of time. Running out of time won't be the issue.
I want to read a quote here from the Detroit Free Press article that ran last week from Roseville Mayor John Churkin. He says, as a retired police officer, I'd want there to be very tight controls on this, very tight. You set something up like this, people will take the opportunity to skirt the law. Do you think there are protections in there that would prevent someone from skirting the law and using marijuana for recreational purposes?
Yes, but I do think you'll always have, no matter what system you use, whether grow your own caregiver or setting up what I call provisionary center, which is a dispensary, there'll always be people who will attempt to abuse it, just like with prescription drugs. They attempt to abuse that. Now, once again, I want to repeat, I am a healthcare provider, so I approach this as a patient care issue. Now, if you were a former police officer or sheriff, you might view this as a maybe a criminal issue, a legal issue. So we come at it from two different places. The way I see it, I honestly think that medical marijuana helps certain classes of patients. And I do know there are people who get in there that aren't the kind of patient that this was intended for. But the way I see it, if you make it so tight that even the patients that need it can't get it, then you've thrown out the baby with the bath.
You also say, however, in your press release on this bill, the end result here is a provisioning center that you would feel okay having your grandmother walk into. If it doesn't pass the grandma test, it needs improvement. How do you make this center a place where you would feel comfortable having your grandmother walk in?
Well, I have visited about 25 or 30 dispensaries, and they range from very good, very professional, take very seriously what they're doing, good procedures, to scary. Some of these places, and one I'm thinking of, thank God, is not in business right now, but I felt unsafe there, let alone my grandmother. So some of the things written in the bill are intended to make these fit better and be safer in the community. There's local control, so if a community doesn't want it, they don't have to have it, but some communities do want it. Other issues that help it be safer is it gives the opportunity for testing of the marijuana, and there's limitations on participation of felons.
Now, are you hearing from some local community leaders in your district, in Barry County or in Ionia County, who are saying, we're fine with having one of these places here, and we know some people that could benefit from it?
I am in a very conservative rural district, and I have not actually heard that, although there was one that was setting up to the north of Ionia, and it looked like they were doing good with the township officials. That was all going smoothly. But there are communities like Ann Arbor that want provisionary centers, and I guarantee you across the state, and even in some areas that you would think are conservative, there are places that want this.
We have about 30 seconds left. You have said here that you voted against the law in 2008, but you recognize that there are some people who can benefit from medicinal marijuana. If this were back on the ballot now, how would you vote?
I would, if it included the dispensary or provisionary center with the caregiver and grow your own model, then I would vote for it. But I still don't think that grow your own or having a caregiver that can take care of five people is adequate.
Representative Calton, thank you for your time this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
State Representative Mike Calton, he represents Barry and part of Ionia County in the Michigan House. He has proposed legislation that would allow local units of government to decide if a medical marijuana dispensary could be located in their city or township.